Rashid Shaheed's first target as a Seahawk was Sam Darnold's second throw of the season, second and six at the New England 46, incomplete short right. On the next snap, Darnold was hurt. From there, the passing game belonged to Drew Lock, and Lock threw Shaheed's way twice, both in the third quarter and both on the same drive. An incompletion on 2nd and 13, and a 4-yard catch on 3rd and 8 that left Seattle short and punting. That was the whole receiving line. 3 targets, 1 catch, 4 yards, on a night Seattle threw 24 passes and sent 11 of them to Jackson Smith and Jigba. The night's actual workload was on special teams. Shaheed returned all 3 New England kickoffs, 22 yards to the 24, 28 to the 30, and 30 to the 29, and returned 1 punt 9 yards to the New England 43, the only Seattle possession of the game that started in New England territory without a turnover. He fair caught 3 other punts, and a 4th fair catch was wiped out by a roughing the kicker penalty on Seattle that gave New England a first down. 80 kickoff return yards and 9 on the punt are not nothing, but they are not the job the contract the preview cited describes. Back in June, the preview framed Shaheed as one question with 2 answers already on film. The large target share he carried in New Orleans against the smaller one Seattle's offense seemed to have room for, and it argued the size of the contract meant Seattle did not pay for the smaller version. August never put the first offense on a field, so the question rolled to week 1 untouched. The first answer is 3 of 24, on a night the quarterback changed on the 3rd dropback and the offense spent 3 quarters going nowhere. That is one data point with a large asterisk on it, and it is the small version. Next up is Arizona. The number to watch is targets, and whether a full week with Locke as the starter changes who gets them. Data via NFLverse.